Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Couples TV Show with Greg and Sharon Clark. You have made a great choice. Now sit back, take notes, and expect your relationship to transform today. Now join me in welcoming your hosts, Greg and Sharon Clark.
Well, we take the opportunity and this time to thank you again for you joining us again for another episode of the Inner Discovery Hour with Greg and Cheryl. As always, I'm one of your main men, Gregory Clark Sr., and to my left is the lovely
Cheryl Clark. Thank you so much for joining us another Monday evening, like Greg said, for the Couples Motivators Big Dreaming Big series that we're getting ready to talk to you about. So what are we going to talk about today, Greg?
And,
how they can see us.
Well, you can see us via, we're starting to put up videos either on Facebook or through YouTube and through our various other social media networks. And also, you have the ability to be a partaker with us here on this particular show, and my wife will give you the telephone number.
Well, the number you can call us at is 347-996-3160. You can call us right now. We're live. And we're going to be talking about some of those interesting things about love don't cost a thing, but yes, it does. So we have some things that we really want to, do you have some dying questions that you would like to ask us in regards to, because Valentine's Day is coming up this Saturday. And and there's some things that you should be doing throughout the year, not just because it is Valentine's Day.
Another man-made holiday.
But it's things that Valentine's Day is a big thing in around the world in regards to how we share our love. So we are here to tell you that love shouldn't happen on February 14th only. It should happen all year round. Because if you're in a relationship with your mate, whether you're dating, whether you're engaged, and whether you're solid in a marriage, or if your marriage is shaky, is that one of the things that's probably happening? Is that you have a wedge in between you guys, and you have not shown the love, and you waited for February 14th to show that love? Well, we're here to tell you that maybe that's a real issue for you. And we're going to give you five steps and five things that you can do to put the spark back in your relationship with your family and your mate. And show the spark is going to happen, because it can happen. But it's up to you. And just keep motivating yourself to be in love again.
But it has to be the right spark. See, certain sparks can cause an explosion. Certain sparks can create a kindling fire of lovely perpetuateness. But it all depends on how you spark that fire. So, again, you have the opportunity to interact with us. Remember, go take the time to go like our Facebook page, facebook.com/ The Couple Motivators. Again, facebook.com/ The Couple Motivators. And right now, the gregandcherylclark.com website is going under reconstruction.
Yeah.
So hopefully within the next, I would say, give us the next few weeks, we'll be able to tell you when the site will be up live. I mean, if you go to it now, you may see a landing page or you may see a construction page. But believe you me, it's going through all the stuff in the background. Because one of the things I've learned is that success is not start what's done in front of you. You have to do in the background. It's just like your body. Your body does things for you that you don't necessarily see, but without those functions, you could not survive. So the gregandcherylclark.com website will be up and running soon. So right now you can enjoy with us and talk with us and link in with us and everything else with us on our Facebook page. Again, facebook.com/ The Couples Motivators. And also, it'd be remiss for me not to say, we're also on Google Plus. So if you want to go on Google Plus, if you type in Gregory Cheryl Clark, yes, we put the names together because that's how Google does it, Gregory Cheryl Clark, and you'll be able to come to the page and link in with us on Google Plus as well. So without further ado, you know, as Cheryl alluded to the title, love don't cost a thing. I'm going to say it again. Love don't cost a thing. But it does. But there are different aspects that we're going to share with you tonight that you may think that we're going in one particular direction, but we may throw some curveballs at you. So Cheryl will begin.
So if you want to call in, like we said before, the first thing is 347-996-3160. 6160. And if you have any questions at any time, but get a pen and paper out right now. Because if you are in a relationship or you are not in a relationship and you think that...
Now they're going to get nuggets?
You're going to get a couple. You're going to get 5 nuggets that's going to help them in their relationship or soon to be in a relationship or in their current relationship. Now, some of the things that we'll talk about is I'm going to talk to my ladies a little bit. It's about the eye candy. Men are very visual. Mm-hmm. And they need to see us in just not in our little. I remember my husband saying, "Cheryl, if you don't take that bonnet off your head," or but you know we in order for, and we gotta listen. He knows I gotta roll up my hair in order for it to.
Black
we have to roll
issues.
Out our hair and do what we gotta do, ladies. However,
black woman issues.
There's certain things that we can do for our spouse, and that is a little you know having given a little eye candy. In the evening, that it is you're showing a little skin, and showing a
how
little
much,
things
what?
For showing a little things that is eye candy because how you got him is somewhere how we look,
and the
we
things
need
y'all
to,
did
and the things that we do to keep him. So and it's vice versa as well.
Okay.
Because it's well, I'm talking to the ladies.
Oh, okay.
Because
excuse
I know
me.
When we do go to bed. We go on, we put on the whole armor of God. And I know especially with me, like I'll put on my, you know, with my rollers and stuff like that. So I had to make sure that, you know, that I am coming to bed prepared. So, like, I bought, you know, you buy new underwear, you do things of that nature to really make sure that you're sexy for your man. Because in an aspect of ladies, we always, a lot of ladies say that, my man doesn't pay attention to me. What is he paying attention to? Are you giving him something to pay attention to? So in that, and there are some cases that when men are so preoccupied that they do not give us attention when we are doing that. So I'm talking to our men now. Now you see that when, if a
wait,
lady...
You jump from the men to the... I thought I was going to deal with the men, but finish.
I'm talking to my men now that when a lady does do something out of the ordinary, tell her how wonderful she looks, how great she looks. Give her a compliment, and vice versa. We live off. That's what part of the motivation is about. We as human need that motivation from our spouse, and this is what it's intertwining about. Write down that nugget, eye candy, and then compliments around the eye candy. You look good today. I love the way you look. Oh, is that a new hairstyle? Is that a new? You gotta notice because they will feel invisible. And ladies, vice versa. Men, you have to be able to say that. And women, you have to be saying, you know, I love the way you look. Oh, that's you look handsome. I like the fact that you are taking out the garbage. You're doing this. I appreciate that you provide for us. You have to make sure that there is a counteractive with the you going back and forth with the compliments and appreciation of one another because we have been so, a lot of us are in these relationships for so long that we tend to have lose the regard for one another and lose the respect for one another because we just get so used to them doing. So we got to make sure that we appreciate one another.
Okay, I'm about to get in trouble, and I don't mind getting in trouble because I'm going to start with the ladies. I'm going to come from the male perspective. First, I'm going to deal with my ladies. Number one, there are plenty of things that you did during the courting process, like we dealt with last week when we were talking about there's a difference between dating and courting. If you're just dating someone and you're just out there being willy-nilly and free with yourself, then don't expect anything to come attaching themselves to you for the long term. Now, if you're in a stage of courting, there are things that you did when you were courting that most of y'all, you can give us a call right now if you think that I'm wrong or if I'm over-exaggerating. But many times, a lot of, I won't say complaints, but things that men observe with you ladies is that once, it's like being in a spider web. Once you have them in the spider web, all of a sudden it's like, okay, I got them stuck on that particular point. And there are times and there's certain things that you used to do that you don't no longer throw the web out to them. So when it comes to, as my wife was saying, about eye candy, now me, I'm probably one of those men, and there's probably millions of men out there, billions of men out there, that really You know what I'm saying? The whole thing of the extra dressing up and all that other extra stuff, that don't need to be done. And that's just keeping it real. Now, do I want my woman to look beautiful? Do I want my woman to present herself in a proper manner? Of course. But she don't necessarily have to come to bed with no underwear on. You don't need no underwear on. Underwear is really, for me, a time that you have on while you're walking around in the street and you're doing your business or you're going from A to B. You don't necessarily need that in the bedroom. That is just my perspective.
And that's good to know.
On top of that, for the men.
For the men.
For the men. There are times that, yes, we may get preoccupied because we're in a particular mode where we're building certain things. We want to make sure that certain things are, how should I say, structured. And then there are times when that woman of yours may want that attention that you're not readily giving to her. And there are times you have to do the balancing act. You have to give the time. Now, I'm not telling you not to stay in your warrior mode, in your mode of, you know, building whatever businesses that you're doing, or in the mode of, you know, excelling in that career. But at the time that I can say that from the particular different forms of entertainment that we've even watched recently, there comes a time where even though if a man is striving, the woman can feel a particular way, even though it may not be something that the man is indirectly doing. Because as my wife said, women, they want to feel. They want to know that they're number one. They want to be caressed. They want to be held. They want their hands held. Well, most women. I won't say all, because then you have some women on the flip side as well. But then on top of that, we have to understand as men is that we have to stay prioritized in doing what we need to do to build a legacy or to build something as a nest egg for your family. But at the same time, there are times that, you know, not so much turn it off, but just remember that, you know, there's someone who's there, who's waiting for you. Just to, you know, give that little compliment. Rub on that booty. Throw some oil over the body. Rub on the legs. Put some oil in between the legs. Make it nice and just so that there's hardly any friction. You do those simple things and probably get those spots on the body that sometimes they can't get to. And you just get in there, and you run those fingers through there, and woo, there's certain things that could happen.
Well, I think that's a really good point. It's because you're just having a notion where you are paying attention. And, it's, you know, there are some things that's called, that doesn't cost a thing to you to do, is a tantric massage. For vice versa, and if you look it up, it's just a sensual massage that you will do for your spouse.
You're connecting at a level that translates just the physical part. Basically, what tantric is that you're allowing your souls to meld. You're actually allowing the opportunity for. The lovemaking is not the physical. Now you're transgressing from just the physical, and then you're touching another dimension that you allow you and your partner to connect, and that's what tantric allows you to do. And there are certain people who try their best to do tantric, and it never comes out right.
Mm.
Because that just shows you one thing, either one or two things. It's not necessarily that person is not practicing, but you have to master it, and not even that. Your own soul has to be at peace in order to connect to another soul. So when as my wife suggested, that tantric, if you know that you're going through a little rough patch right now in your relationship, please don't sit there and start telling the woman, okay, we're going to have a tantric massage and everything's going to be all right. It's not going to work. And it's not saying that it's not going to work because it doesn't work. It's because of the vibration that's going on at that particular time.
And the vibration prior to what are you doing outside of the bedroom. And just like with that, that moves us to the next thing, is the second one, the thing that doesn't cost you a thing. So remember, the first thing you do is eye candy. And that doesn't cost you a red cent. Like my husband said, you can not have anything on. And eye candy is something you do. You could snap a little picture for him or whatever with your smile and send it to him. I'm waiting for you. It doesn't cost you a thing.
Not these days with the internet.
Well,
please.
I don't know what happens in the clouds. I mean,
that's what I'm saying.
You want to risk it? Fine.
If you're going to take some sexy with some negligee on, that I feel is appropriate. Please don't get to the point where some of these, and we got to go back to this generation, where they're sending stuff out there that just shows that either one of two things. Either you don't have enough respect for yourself, or you don't have enough respect for your partner. Because if I got to take a picture of my private areas just to send to my woman to get her aroused or to say, you know, this is what you're going to get. Wait a minute, where is the respect? Where is that ability to say, you know, you're building up? It's like a crescendo. It's like we were watching a particular show probably a couple of nights ago, and we were looking at how people dressed in the 70s. But, you know, people knew how to make love in the 70s. They may have been doing a lot of stuff, and they didn't have internet, and they had 500 channels, but they knew how to create that atmosphere where it became something, a level of anticipation. These days, and that's one of the things that the couple motivators is here to do, is to bring, not so much go old school, but to bring back some thoughts, to bring back some power in that anticipation. And let me digress so my wife can really delve in point number two.
So the first point was the guy can, and the second point is love letters.
Uh-oh, this seems to be very, very, very pointed. Love letters.
Yeah, it's a love letter. A love letter or a note that you can give to your
individual. Not a card?
No, it's handwritten. I have this thing where...
thank you. Come on. Talk to your ladies.
I think that a love letter, a note, handwritten, is something that is beautiful. Something that if you could leave a little note to your wife, and this is not on February 14th. This is throughout the year. Showing them little notes that you leave around for them. Babe, have a wonderful day. I can't wait to see your smiling face when it comes to the door.
Now, you're saying post-its all over the place, or are you just saying notes?
It's just a note. A note that will tell you, I love you. A little, like sometimes you will text me during the day, hope you're having a wonderful day. Mm-hmm. I love you. Can't wait to see you.
So that's writing?
That is a writing. Also, when you can have a little thing where you can just say a little note that's in your handwriting to say that I love you, to say that I miss you, say that all those things that you used to say before when you used to have them, when you guys were courting, what are you doing to keep this person? This person needs to know that you mean a lot to them. So with appreciation, just saying that I recognize you, I see you, I'm in love with you, things are still happening for me when I see you. You put a little spark in me. It's things like that will continue to have the motivation to be in that marriage with one another, to be in that relationship with one another, and still continue to court and buy the cow if you're not already port already.
Now, one of the things, as I said, we're the yin and the yang. Now, when it comes to point number two that my wife shared about love letters, now love letters are very important. Love letters are something that, you know, can help spark the mood and stuff like that. But then you don't want the love letter to be the opening for a need. If it's something that is always just pertaining to be a constant need, it's like, oh, he doesn't love me because he doesn't write a love letter. Or he used to write love letters to me and he doesn't write love letters to me now. And there's a problem. There has to come to a point where there is an evolution in your relationship. Now, I'm not saying that you don't do that ever so often, and my wife is totally correct. You have to have the ability to ever so often drop those nuggets and those thoughts in a tangible way to let your spouse and your partner know how you feel. Now, at the same time, as part of things to talk to continue to talk to my males out there, you have the opportunity at any time to drop those little notes, you know, put a little note, probably, like she said, send a little text, drop a little note, leave a little post-it, you know what I'm saying? Just something. It doesn't have to be big and grandiose. It doesn't have to be something that you're writing, you know, a syllabus on. But if it's something that, if you're keeping the, just fanning the flames and keeping the connection alive, then those little things become a point of emphasis within the relationship. Now, if those things are not necessarily being done in a relationship, vice versa, or however the relationship is rolling, then there's different things that have to come into play now. Now that means we have to reaffirm the foundation. We can't expect, and I'm talking to you ladies, you can't expect a love letter if you're not really doing what you're doing. If you can't expect something just from someone because that's what he used to do. And then, okay, now we flip it back. What did you used to do? That's not the point. I still expect my love letter. If you're coming from that standpoint, ladies, you're going to receive some resistance. I'm just keeping it real with you. You will receive resistance. And it's not that the man is falling out of love with you or the man doesn't care for you or the man who has already purchased a cow says, oh, this cow is, you know, getting kind of soggy. No, he loves the cow. If he purchased the cow and he said he changed your name and he put that ring on it, he loves you. Now, there gets a point in any relationship, and that's why this title of today's show is so important, about love don't cost a thing, but it does, because even with men, all these things that we're paying for right now is not with tangible money. It's just you're paying with attention. Now, if you're paying the right amount of attention and you're receiving the reciprocal amount of attention, then you won't have any problems. But where it can be off balance, when one person expects something, and they're not giving it. So you can't expect something if the scales are unbalanced. Now, if the scales are balanced, then we got not perfect cornucopia or euphoria, but at least we have a stable state where, you know, this person's getting something, that person's getting something, and then there's peace in the home.
Well, that's what it comes from, your expectations. What are you expecting from your spouse? And we don't have those conversations anymore of what we're expecting from your spouse. And when we were going through our thing, the communication was so bad that we didn't have, we couldn't talk to each other and tell our needs to one another because we didn't really care about each other's needs. And when you get to that point, you do need a third person to step in and be a mediator between you two, because you have to realize the need of, you are there for the other person to make sure their needs are met. Because how are they going to have their needs met by someone other than you? So you got to make sure that you know their expectations from you. And if they're reasonable in their scope, why not? And that's the whole point when you coming in with in the relationship, is that sometimes you have to let sometimes selfless die in you and your ego die a little bit for you, in order for you to be able to meet the other person's needs and during that time. And when I say, when we talk about giving the little notes, it's just not lacking the appreciation for that other person. Because you can lose sight of what that union was all about. Because what comes into play, children come into play, businesses come into play. And then when you're working with each other, which we're going to go into a little later on in another episode, about we believe that when you are married or you're in a relationship, we believe that entrepreneurship is something that should grow out of the union. Because that is where you thrive. So we believe in that. And also,
we're not knocking anyone with careers or jobs.
Absolutely, because we both also have other stuff that we do. Your individuals coming in into a unit. What is that defining unit, which we will go into? You have to define what your union is. And a lot of people get married and don't have a definition for their union. So to going back to what we said, the love letters, it is something a little note you're going to leave for your mate around the house that I love you, whatever it is. It doesn't have to be long and drawn out, but it is something that you're going to tell them. In the technology age, give them a little text. You can't wait for them to be home, especially when your wife or your husband is out 9 hours out of the day or even more. Or if he works at night and you work in the day and you don't see each other.
Two ships passing in the night.
So it's work. You're going to have to put in a lot of work. And we're giving you these nuggets now because it doesn't cost you anything but your time and attention. Mm. And what you put your attention towards grows. What you don't put your attention to does not grow.
No, say that again.
You put your attention to will grow. What you do not put your attention to won't grow.
Very good.
So we made a poignant point to go into the situation in our marriage because the flame had died. But you can get that flame back. That's the reason why we started the Couple Motivators, because we're going to connect with other couples that may be having the same little issues that we were having. But the flame can always go back if the foundation was strong. And that's very key. If your foundation is strong, for those who are not married yet and those are in a committed relationship that's on the road to becoming married, the one thing you want to do is make sure that your foundation is strong with that individual. So that's the next thing that we're going to talk about in regards to having a foundation being strong.
Well, as my wife was just alluding to, I like the analogy when she was talking about with the flame, because basically you can tell if someone's relationship, marriage, whatever the construct of the particular apparatus is at that particular point is going through. Now, when you look at gas, you can have a clog somewhere. And it's not necessarily that the flame went out. There's a clog somewhere. And that means in that pipe, is there some level of blockage? And then that blockage is not allowing, and the little bit of gas could be trying to get, like how I'm making my fist now, a little bit of that gas is just trying to get through to keep that little spark going. But what's happening is it's clogged. And now what we have to deal with is to figure out where is the clog. Because once we find out where the clog is, then we can alleviate what the situation is, and then the gas can flow freely. And the next thing you know, you're having back to how you say, because I don't like to say going backwards and back in the day or old days what we're doing, but what we're supposed to do, technically we're not really supposed to go backwards. You're not supposed to be going backwards. What it is, during the evolution of your relationship, you are supposed to keep those things, as they say, rekindled. You keep remembering. There's nothing wrong with memory. You don't go backwards. You remember those things that she may have done for you. You remember those things that you may have done for her and vice versa. And then you take those ideas, and what happens is, regardless of children are in play and businesses are involved or careers involved, a job or bills and everything else, you have to figure out a way. If this person is your partner for real, and we're not talking about just these lackadaisical, I just met her and she's my bae and boo and all this other stuff, and y'all trying to co-mingle and y'all don't have a plan. I'm talking about if you have a partner, and that's what your spouse is. If your spouse is your partner, then there are days when y'all got to, like as my wife used to say, and I remember from the times that we may have had accidents here in the house where a sewer pipe had popped, I had to put my hand in the mess. Mm. And there are times she got to put her hand into the mess. And it's not that you want to put your hand into the mess, but you know, if we put our hand in the mess and release the clog, next you know, there's stuff not backing up into the house. Now, you can continue to allow stuff to back up into your relationships, and I know Cheryl's going to get into and to start to share with you part three, but this is a very poignant point. You have to understand, you have to realize that a lot of the blockages that could be occurring, regardless if it's a gas leak or a backage or a backup or whatever the case may be, if stuff is not really at the level that you feel that it should be, then after a while, you have to start first, look within yourself, before you even look to your spouse. Because don't think that whatever's going on is just everything is on your spouse. That's coming from a negative aspect. You have to understand that you are a partaker in this relationship as well. So that means you have something to do with what's going on. So that's regardless if it's a male or female listening to us, remember that. Don't just autocratically just throw blame or try to point a finger at somebody else based upon what is going right or even what is going wrong at that particular moment. And if you can figure out the vibration that you're working through, and you can mitigate some of those things, believe you me, what you think is a problem can be worked out, and next thing you know, there's a solution to it, and you can move ever forward.
Okay. So the third thing is date night. You really, in this particular thing, it doesn't. The whole point is that it doesn't have to cost you any money at all.
So what you going to do for date night?
Date night, you could do anything for date night. You can carve out some time in your bedroom.
Ooh.
You can also carve out some time. And then I'm also I think is a good thing to get away, get out from the home. Because when you get away from the home, you could take a nice stroll in the park. Or if it's dark, or I mean if it's really cold like it is in New York and here now, you could have a picnic in your bedroom if you like. A picnic in your bedroom. Thing is, it's just about being together with him or her. And it's just about to be together with them just to know and show that you still love them and you still care about them. Cook a favorite meal. And it doesn't have to be this grandiose thing, but you
That's
know
right.
their favorite thing. You know what they like. And just make sure that you're able to do that. I remember one day, for Mother's Day, Greg usually gets the children together and he makes a big meal and stuff like that.
I do my best.
And yeah, he does. But the whole point is that
I do my best.
Or what you can do is you can, if you're in a home by yourselves and you're newlyweds, you guys can cook together and just have a little apron on. Why do you have to have anything else on underneath?
Ooh.
And you guys can cook together. And it's just
about...
There
was a song like that, Sex in the Kitchen.
Yeah, well, I guess you can do that. And then have a... And cuddle up and watch a nice movie or whatever. But it's just the thing is you just want to have that connection that you can have a date night that doesn't have to cost you a thing but your time and your effort of carving out that time and preparing the meal, preparing what you're going to watch, getting the candles together, getting the lighting right, getting all that stuff that you need to make sure that this thing will come off to without a hitch. Mm. And that you will make sure that you're preparing for her and you're preparing for him or whoever's doing it, or you can spread it together. He can bring dessert, you could do this, you could make that, or you could make it together, or you could do something that's going to be memorable. It's all about making these memories last. And it's all about having carving out the for the motivation to stay with your spouse. Why are we here? Why are we doing this thing? Do we always have to go out and spend money? No. You can go and be together with your spouse because it's about time. It's about quality time. It's about what time did you carve out for me today, for this week, for this portion of this area? What time did you do that for me? And that is what it's about, carving out time, because time is more precious than anything. Because time you will never get back. Today will never come again. So you got to make sure that you're able to carve out time for your significant other, because that is going to be the poignant part of your life. Just like you carve out time for your children, if you read to them before they go to bed or you do things like that, that is time you're carving out. If you carve out time, you say, I'm going to have dinner time and stuff of that nature, there needs to be time carved out for doing other things as well.
Okay, and now as we continue on, you have to understand from a standpoint, and you just gotta love having children and all over the place. But one of the things that you have to understand with that carving of time, and I'm speaking to my fellas, think about those things that you used to do that may be necessary. It's not about that you didn't have any money in your pocket, but those little things that you can do to, you know, that caught her attention. Mm-hmm. I remember liking it to, I remember an episode of Martin, and this is going back to my 90s folks, to my people who were, you know, 70s babies who were becoming adults in the early 90s. And you remember Martin was a Sunday night fair, Sunday night television at its best. And I remember there was an episode where him and Gina were celebrating their anniversary. Now, initially, she was throwing hints on certain things that he wants. She particularly one and this and the third. And you know, Martin, if you remember those first couple of seasons of Martin Lawrence was a hilarious dude. And the things that he was jumping through hoops, him and his people's Cole and them. And next thing you know, it seemed as if he didn't have a gift for her. And what the thing that's so crazy about it, she was under the assumption that he was running around thinking that he had to get her expensive gift, which he initially thought he did. But then he turned around, the gift that he got her was something that he heard her just talk in their time together, a simple stuff. It was just a simple footstool. Mm-hmm. And that footstool turned a potential negative into a positive, because not only did she see that her man loved her, and it wasn't about trying to go out there and impress and put yourself in the debt just to prove that you love this girl, and I don't advise that for anyone. If you're truly in a partnership with someone, if you have to put yourself in debt where you turn around later or your partner is looking at you later saying, wait a minute, you spent X amount of dollars. Okay, do you have money to take care of your rent? Do you have money to take care of the bills? Do you have money to take care of this, take care of that? No, baby, I got this for you. Or vice versa, bae, I got this for you because I wanted you to look good. Stop. Return that thing back. Get your money back. Put it back, that stuff back on your credit card. Because that's definitely one of the things that you're going to learn with us here at The Couple Motivated about how to be financially responsible. And as my wife stated, there are things that you can do to show appreciation that you're not breaking the bank, because if you're in a true partnership, what's hers is yours and what's yours is hers. So let's get off this thing about, well, you know, I make the money, so I make the decision. Let me explain something to you. It's especially when kids get involved. And I know we're not getting too far off topic because I know she wants to jump into the fourth part. But let me just explain this to you. Once you start getting into kids, you're going to realize, and we're going to get into in depth in future episodes, but once kids are involved, believe you me, your money is no longer your money. Regardless of how much you make, how rich you feel you may become, or how poor you may think in your mind that you are. So when you get to the point that you're working with your partner to be financially responsible, you have to be financially responsible for the benefit of each other.
All right, good. So the fourth thing is the element of surprise. I think that also there should be some type of surprise going on in a relationship. It's all about when you just doing the same thing over and over and over and over again. So I think the element of surprise is something that needs to happen.
That's true. Sometimes slip something up in there. You got to slip something up in there. Why? By slipping something up in there, you catch that person off guard. Like, wait a minute, we've never done this before. Now, we ain't talking about
Now, if somebody slips something up in you, you have a fit.
No, but listen to where I'm going with it. Yeah. I'm not talking about no 50 Shades of Grey type stuff. I'm not talking about no craziness like that. What I'm talking about is that there are times that you have to be a little spontaneous, and that's part of the surprise. There are times where, you know, if y'all are always doing the same position, brother.
Well, that goes into the fifth one.
That goes in the fifth one? Okay, yeah. I'll save that part so when I get to the fifth one. But, fellas, that's why even myself, even though I'm a sexy chocolate man, I know there's certain things that I have to continue to do to get better physically. Because to keep up with the vivaciousness here, I better do something to keep my vigor up. And believe me, we're going to get there when we get to part five. Now, finish what you're saying, girl.
Well, what I'm saying is that the element of surprise. What are you doing? Are you doing the same things? Or you could just bring, like, a little thing home. You know, here's, what does a cupcake cost, $1? Or less than that?
No,
bring
but that's
a cupcake fat home. Thing. Whatever it is. You don't have to bring it every day.
Broccoli?
You don't have to, don't bring me broccoli. you could bring me a small chocolate kiss is not a lot of calories. I just thought about you and I wanted to kiss you today and I couldn't think about kissing you. And see, you could just do a little kiss. So the whole point is that...
That's the best chocolate you'll ever get.
Absolutely. You are my sexual chocolate.
That's right.
So that's the element of surprise. You could do something. Have a little teddy bear. I remember Greg went to some type of thing and it was they gave him away a teddy bear. And it didn't cost him a thing. And he had it on sitting on my bed. He had made it to bed and it looked so nice. He changed the linen. And that's another thing you could do. And
prepare the room.
You can change. If you are the only one doing it all the time, changing the linen and stuff like that, if your husband
comes home.
When I came in the house, everything was changed. He changed up the bed and everything. And he had this cute little teddy bear sitting on the top. He was like, you know what? I saw this. You know what? And it was so cute. And now it's just on my bed. And it's just an element of surprise. And it didn't cost him a thing, but it just cost him a little bit of his time to say, let me change the linen. And then let me think of my wife or what I could do something special for her. So I thought that was so nice, and it's an element of surprise when you walk into the house, and it's like, oh, my God, did he just do that for me? Oh, he just did that for me. And then you're like, okay, this is amazing. So then he gets a smile, and he gets a little something.
Oh, what the? Biscuits!
Because you think a little something.
Biscuits! That's a cold word. For you adults, y'all will get that. We'll deal with that in some that's going to be... Couples Motivated After Dark, but biscuits.
Oh, I like that. Couple Motivated After Dark.
Biscuits.
So the last one is, what are you doing to bring the erotica into your life? The little, what are you doing?
Are you doing
some sensual things? Are you doing some things to add a little, are you doing the same thing over and over and over? Because sex can be boring. Sex needs to happen. In your life, in your love life. Sex needs to happen. And love
a couple of times a week.
A lovemaking needs to happen. And that needs to be a part of it. You need to take your time. Women like to take our time and make sure you need to set up the room and set up the area where we like for you to know that you took time to think about us. So set the mood. Well, you keep doing it. If it's still always missionary, what you going to do all the time missionary? There's other points, other places in the house you're also going to have
You're
sex.
So sweet.
You could take a shower together.
Turn
you could do some things,
life.
Rub her feet, rub his head, you know, whatever. Because he has a boy, so he's done for that. Go ahead, Gregory. Now, this is your chance. Go ahead. Let me sit back. Because God only knows what he's going to say.
Well, what I would say is that some of the things I can say right now will help you. That's men and women. You know, there's products, there are items that you can utilize. One of the things that I remember during the time and from what I know, as it's been in the Bible, which some most of you probably ascribe to, is that anything that goes on in the bedroom is undefiled, because that is supposed to be your chamber. That is supposed to be the area of not only procreation, but there are times that's just that room is your strategy session. It's not about having arguments and disagreements in front of your family members or your children, and you're bringing stuff that should stay in your bedroom and you're bringing it outside the bedroom for people who really should not have no business to deal with unless they're just getting direct benefit from. So when you realize that you got to get the oils, you got to get the different oils. Some of you essential oils. You got to know, you got to work. Do your research, because there have been many mistakes. If you know that there's stuff that you, there's certain parts of the body you can't put oils.
Oh, no.
You just might. Believe you me, we've experimented. And so we can tell you from experience, not from, oh, we read it. No. We can tell you there are certain oils that don't go on certain parts of the body. That goes from male and female. There are certain times, but there's a way that you have to allow yourself to be anticipatory. And what do I mean by anticipatory? I mean from the standpoint of, if you're thinking beyond yourself, you're not just thinking for yourself. If you're thinking beyond yourself and you're saying, you know what, like that time when I changed the lens and stuff like that, that wasn't something I particularly do. And it wasn't even something that I can't do. It's just something that I don't usually do. Cheryl's the one who usually maintains. You know how women are. They get a home. They want to decorate. They want to do everything. You know, we step in. We start coming out, you know, duck out of water. And next thing you know, that creates conflict. So I figured out, you know, after being with this woman so long, you know, I kind of see some of her patterns. And then for that particular day, I got it totally right. I was able to change the linen, you know, redo the bed. And, you know, her little bear, Cody, was there waiting for her. And, you know, it wasn't, for me, it wasn't a big thing, but for her it was. And that let me know one thing, too. Sometimes what we think is so minuscule is actually the thing needed. And that goes back to what I was talking about with the Martin episode, which brought a great lesson. It wasn't that Martin ran out there and spent thousands of dollars on something. He bought from the same lingerie store, he got the footstool. And that footstool probably got Martin in that type of, you know, even though we know that's make-believe and that's television. But the Martin that did that got some good stuff for a while, because that showed that he went beyond himself. He went beyond and just said, okay, it's this particular time of the year. I'll just get her this particular thing and keep it moving. No, he thought outside the box. He didn't just think about himself, because he's, of course, when we give gifts, and that's why when we go back to the title of today's episode, the reason why we added "but it does," because see, men, we know we pay for it. Let's be for real. Men pay for it, and there are sometimes women are paying for it. And that may seem like it's weird and it's raw, but it's the truth. You're paying some attention. You're paying. Sometimes you're investing. If you're spending money and you're taking them out to dinner, regardless of, like my wife said, a date night, that date night still costs something. It costs some sort of energy. And it's not so much about you running out there and you're spending all this. No, if she's talking about having a nice little picnic, someone has to prepare the food. Someone has to spend time. So when you're thinking, don't look so carnal at the fact of when we talk about spending, people automatically look to money and discourage and disparage their time, their effort, the things that they allow themselves to be motivated in. And that sometimes allows for demotivation to happen. But see, that's why we're here as a couple motivators, to allow you to understand, allow you to continue to see that this is your opportunity to keep certain things going. This is your opportunity. If you know that you was that note taker and note writer, okay, get into that. I'm not telling you to go back to when you were, like how me and Cheryl met when teenagers. We can't go back to that point. But if it means that ever so often I can send her a nice text just to let her know I'm thinking about her, and that's within my power, I can do so. I'm not telling you to go through jumping through extra hoops to try rekindling stuff if there's not something there. And that's one of the things that we talk about, especially with love don't cost a thing. See, if I'm giving my love just out of expectation, then it's not really love that I'm giving. Mm-hmm. I'm giving my love because that's the essence that I want to give to my partner to show that I am in this thing with my partner. Now, if I'm proving my love by saying, well, you know, I got her that diamond ring, or I'm taking care, I getting her hair did, and I got her some shoes. And no, that's not proving love. That's materialistic. That's material items. What's going to happen? Once I've given that stuff to her, the stuff devalues except for certain things. Certain things appreciate, but most of the stuff is going to devalue. So what we're saying, are we going to go back to that memory? Remember that time I got you that ring? No, that's craziness. But when you start to understand that the real things, your memories, those things that you have allowed yourself to be in partnership with and be in concert with that particular person that you're in love with, that you're building a life together, that you, or if you're engaged or about to get married or just dating, that you are contemplating, you know, building that life together with, you have to understand if you're going to allow certain things to be at a happy place, and you want that relationship to be at a happy place, you must understand there's certain things that you should never let get clogged up, backed up. There are times where the communication process, like she stated, we went through a nice little dark season. But you know one thing I realized? All dark seasons are good, because people take dark seasons sometimes and say that, oh, my God, this is so terrible, and it's all just like how our shirts are black. Darkness is good. And why darkness is good? Because if you work yourself out of darkness, that means the darkness was there to show you a lesson that's going to benefit you for once you've gotten out of it and for the times after. And that's one of the things that sometimes, especially in relationships, we get so boggled down that we end up stifling a relationship. And especially men, and I'm talking to you men, and I'll be honest, because we can be the ones at times that we can stifle that relationship. Yeah, I'm out there, I'm doing what I'm supposed to do, and this woman ain't respecting me, this woman ain't cooking for me, this woman ain't blah, blah, blah me, and this, that, and third, blah, 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 blah. And next you know, we get in our little, you know, which we do, it's not that we catch PMS, but we get within ourselves, and next you know, we can exacerbate a point that may be happening. Instead of just sometimes just open up the mouth like, yo, I remember you used to do X, Y, and Z. You know, what up with that? What happened? What? Those are the things that attracted me to you, that got me to fall in love with you, and now all of a sudden you don't do it, you know what I'm saying? But see, that becomes a double-edged sword, because women have to speak up, men got to speak up. But by being a part of the couple motivators, and the reason you can link up with us, especially on our Facebook page at facebook.com/ the couples motivators, or once the website is up, gregandcherylclark.com, and, you know, you're going to have the opportunity to really learn from us, learn from our experience, learn from things that we've learned with. We had wise counsel at one day. Now, in order for us to keep that wise counsel, it's time for us to share it and to duplicate ourselves into others. And by us doing this, this allows us to continue to grow. Because, see, every relationship is a living organism, even though you don't see it. You think just because two people are together, in order for that thing to vibrate, to be vibrant, to grow, to breathe, to go left, go right, there has to be something in the immaterial form to keep that thing together. And once you understand that, then you start to realize that, wait a minute, if I'm going to hurt her, I'm actually hurting myself, because yeah, if I'm in partnership with her, then why am I doing this, and vice versa? If you're just doing something to get on your man's nerves just to say, well, I'm going to do this to him, so you kind of you're moving in a very unintelligent route, because now you're actually doing that to yourself if you're in true partnership. Now, if you're just all for yourself, then that's another story and that's a whole nother episode. But remember, here with a couple motivators, we're here just to see, you know, relationships flourish, We're here to take back, as my wife stated last week, we're here to make sure that, you know, marriages are under attack. As that was a quote from last week. Said, marriages are under attack. So we're going to make sure that they're going to attack marriages. We're going to be one of those we're going to be that entity to help say that, no. We're going to bring certain things back, and we're going to show you that marriage is a vital component, not only just for yourselves, because they said most, and this last point before I give it back to my wife, but they even said, like, us as men, we live a little longer when you're married. You notice that? You kind of die off a little quicker when you're not with someone. Even when they say, you know, a spouse transitions, and 9 times out of 10, that spouse needs to find someone else. Regardless, even if they don't get married again, they need to find someone, that love of companionship, because that allows you to keep something in an immaterial sense to say, you know what I'm saying? I'm vibrating. I'm keeping myself moving because of this person.
Well, I'll say this. Not everybody's going to find everybody for them. Because if you're not complete and whole before you get in a relationship with someone.
Okay, I like that.
Then I don't need you to survive. Mm. You don't need me to survive. But when we have each other and we've decided to stay committed in this relationship with each other, that's the thing. Because we came into this marriage broken. And that's what a lot of what we come at and to tell you is that when two broken people come together, you bring pieces. And then you try to put your pieces, like his pieces can fit inside of your pieces, and it doesn't fit. And most of the times you end up hurting one another because you're broken yourself. So the first thing that we do with couples is that we have trash day, or we call it, and to just try to get off the shame and the guilt or the abuse or whatever you went through.
Get the garbage out.
And you drag it into your relationship now and then think it's going to flourish. It can't. Garbage does not grow. Flowers do not grow in garbage. You have to get rid of the garbage in order for it to flow. And you have to be able for it to breathe. The flower has to be able to breathe, get oxygen, get the water that it needs to nourish and do the foundation. Because you don't see where the flower is growing at. It's under the earth. Mm. So you got to see that the roots are, you ever saw it with a tree, that the roots are buried deep inside the earth. Mm. So you got to, when you're doing something like that, and a tree is individual for itself to grow in itself, and they have a great foundation, and their roots are sturdy, and their roots are so deep inside the earth that you're able to stand on the entity of your own as self. And you and the other spouse is to stand the entity own as itself. And you come together and you union, and then you come together as one and you make that unique union, and then you're able to vibe into one union. So the whole point of marriage is vibing together, vibing on the same energy, having you to grow. He cannot be dancing to hip hop and I'm dancing to R&B. It's two different genres. You can't do that. So when he's listening to hip hop, I should be listening to hip hop, because that way we can jive together. But at some point, he was listening to jazz and I was listening to Western music. It's just not going to work. So because I came in with my own type of things and he came with his own type of things, and we were just a mess. So the whole point is that people go into marriages not whole individuals. And that is an issue. We grew up in we had to grow up in the marriage, and I thank God that we have mentors in our lives, and we did have, you know, therapy, and we did go through different things for us to grow in that individual path, because we did have an individual path that we both went down. And then you come back with those strong things that you've learned from your individual path, and then you start to mesh them together. You start to make sure that you are meshing these things that together for that. And then you work as a season, and you go through different seasons of life. And that's a whole different thing. When you go through different seasons in a lifetime with your spouse and your partner, you have rough seasons that you have to stand. That's why your foundation and your roots must be totally strong. And that's where the motivation comes in at. because we step in then. When you go through a rough patch of a season, you do need people in your life to motivate you to keep going on and keep going in that season that you know if that's if you really want this marriage. Because right now, we're in a day and age that you can get a divorce and it is that easy that you can do that, one, two, three. But it's more if you want to keep this thing and you say, I do, and the reason why you do, say, I do. And if you are a person that wants to go and have a lifetime of you know, being together with this person, I think it's something very beautiful that can happen.
Well, one of the things that we're going to do with the couple minutes that we have left, and as you can tell, so some of you will probably make comments, is where is his glasses? Yes, last week I had a little extra glare, so this week we kind of have it, but, you know, sometimes we need a little focus. So that's why I have my partner here who can look a little better but has her glasses too but don't have them on, but it's all good. But you can definitely link in with us at facebook.com/thecouple.
I don't know if
motivated. Someone's
holding right now. Looks like it is.
Well, we're almost at the end of the show.
I would say hi if you want to come on. But they've been holding for some moments. I think you didn't see them.
Uh-oh.
But, like I said, next week, if you want to call in, you can call in to at 347-996-3160.
And call in a little earlier. We'll definitely have
you. And we'll definitely take your call. But remember, we want to leave this with you. Valentine's Day is not the day that you start loving your spouse.
Come on, say it again.
Valentine's Day is not the day you start loving your spouse.
You can do the continuation.
It's an all-day, all-year thing. And what you need to do is make sure that you understand that you're going to be doing these things that all year round that you can show that I love him. I love her. This is all about you. And the whole day, you could call them during the day and the things that you're going to do. So we're going to just recap this real quick. Eye candy. What are you doing? You could just make sure that you can have a little thing on. And men, you could do the same. Women and men, next thing is number two, love letters. Write those little notes, little jot notes down for you, little post-its, or whatever it is that you can do in regards to showing your love. Date night. You can make dinner together and make sure that he knows and you know I love you. I love the things that you're doing. Would you make a dinner with a little, you don't have to have nothing on, but just your little apron.
Come on
and
now.
Go and do some little fourth thing that you're going to do is just make sure that you are doing something spontaneous, surprise. Well, there's element of surprise, something. If you know you don't usually bring down the bed and take over the bed and do the little things that's around the house or doing the little things that will help her with those chores, if she does everything or she does the cooking meal, or maybe you could do those things for her or surprise her with something.
Women,
surprise
you can, and sometimes women, you can come in and dress like the naughty nurse.
And then the fifth thing you're going to do is remember to make sure that there's erotica still in the marriage. You don't have to always do missionary style. There's things that you can do to spice the marriage. You need sex in your life. Make sure make sure that you have different things that you can do, different parts of the home. You can have sex with your spouse.
I love that.
So make sure that you are present in your relationship 365 days of the year, not just on February 14th. You need to be present every time you turn around. You need to be talking to your spouse, carving out that time for your family, for your spouse, for your job, for everything else a part of your life. Carve out that time because that's how you stay motivated. That's how the things you are, because you know this person appreciates you and appreciates your love.
Well, you have the opportunity to email us at thecouplemotivators@gmail.com. That is the current email address if you want to find out anything about our speaking engagements or anything like that. That is the email, thecouplemotivators@gmail.com. Eventually, once the Greg and Cheryl Clark.com website is up, of course, you'll have a website. We'll have new emails to share with you and that you would be able to contact with us. Also, remember, go like our Facebook page. Stay in the conversation. Like our post. You know, give us suggestions. Give us things that you feel that we can do to augment the show. We take all levels of thought to help accentuate the way. And that's facebook.com/ The Couple Motivators. Go like the page. And as always, it's great to have a great partner sitting next to me. And we at The Couple Motivators are here to make sure that your partnership is going to be a great one as well. So I'll digress for the last seconds for my wife.
Well, I just want to say thank you for the opportunity to sit next to you as well. And I love you very much, and thank you for allowing this ride. Give me a kiss on your lips. Oh, my gosh. Thank you, everybody.
Peace.
Oh, they have stopped us. They have stopped.
Well, once it gets to the hour.
They called in.
Yeah, late. That's one of those, because I don't have my, if I had my glasses on, I wouldn't have to be squinting. I saw when
No, but you don't need to be doing that. You like to, that's your face. You don't have to edit that face out.
No, I like my face.
No, don't do that.
Yes.
This is in, that hang up with Sean, because we didn't eat.
No, but this isn't really.
It
didn't look bad. Well, oh well. No one said they wasn't going to take your chance. See what I'm saying? See? You better take your advice. Don't start something that... What? Oh, the foot is fine. No, it can go through that way. I brought it in last time that way. It's just not the same.